You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
And I'm Harold Mester, joined in the studio by County Executive Chris Abley. County Executive, you were sworn in on April 25th, and you had alluded earlier that you did inherit a number of vacancies in key positions within the administration, and you recently hired a new administrative services director. That position was previously vacant. And you've announced you're keeping Parks Director Sue Black as well as Barry Bateman, the airport director. But there's a number of other positions that are either vacant or have interim. They've been filled with an interim director. So what kind of progress are you making so far?
Sure. Well, first, our process is I've got a transition team that's just under 20 people, and 10 of them have been sort of a subgroup on appointments and have been interviewing, and I've been interviewing. And as you said, we just named Pat Farley, and I'm excited about that for DAS. But we have a bunch of people that were just right on the sort of closing the loop section, but I'm pretty excited. I think, you know, again, I haven't done political office before, but I've done a lot of hiring, and I've recruited a lot, and I would always rather take a little longer, you know, do a few more interviews, ask a few more people than, you know, just for the sake of doing it, you know, sort of rush to fill all the slots. I think what people deserve is a disciplined search and our best efforts towards bringing in the best people we can. And like I said, I'm pretty excited about some of what you'll be hearing about soon.
Good. So. I think that one of the most urgent positions is the budget director position.
Yeah.
I think the technical title here is the fiscal and budget administrator, and
right.
We are coming up into the 2012 budget season. Is
right.
that one of the ones we'll be hearing from soon?
Yeah. Well, that I couldn't agree more. I think it's a crucial position, and I think obviously it's also one of our high priorities. We're interviewing a lot of people there too. You know, I said earlier, though, one of the things that's been great about being here is seeing the strength that is already in terms of staff at the county. There's a lot of good people. And in that department, you know, working with CJ has been fantastic. Also, you know, in the department of and things I love about the community, Rob, Hankin, there's a lot of people in the community who are very knowledgeable and thoughtful about the county. And above all, care, and they're willing to offer their assistance, give us ideas, and that's something we've definitely taken advantage of and will continue to. But, you know, not having that position hasn't prevented us from, you know, initial budget guidance, which of course I wish was better, but a lot of that has to do with our friends in Madison.
And that leads me to my next question. We are still waiting to see how the state budget pans out, but no matter what happens, you're going to have to craft probably one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult, budget in the county's history. Now, our latest estimates show that there could be a budget gap within Milwaukee County of more than $50 million next year. So we're early in the process, but are there any general themes that you can share with us on the budget?
Yeah, well, I mean, first, you know, our assumptions are very conservative, and I don't disagree with that. That's the estimate we're looking at, too, and we're trying to be as conservative and safe as possible in our assumptions. But that said, that hasn't prevented us in the meantime from spending a lot of time in Madison and on the phone with our, you know, with joint finance, with, frankly, anybody we can talk to, not so much to say, look, we disagree with the need for austerity. Just let us be part of the solution, because I do think, and actually I think there's some places where we've had a little bit of an impact, but that's something that we will always be doing. But all that said, regardless of what we end up with out of Madison, you know, we're committed to a balanced, I mean, to, you know, not having a deficit. And the people that we're bringing in are very aware of what they're getting into, and they're all right with that. We know it's going to be tough, but we also know, you know, the sooner you dig in, you know, people aren't coming in to it with resignation. And I've been very heartened by a lot of the early meetings I've had existing and potential partners. You know, when the chancellor, the new chancellor at UWM was named Mike Lovell, great right. guy, and he had been interim for a while. And I called and said, hey, congratulations. I think you're a great pick. And let's talk about how, things we can do and where we can work together. And I've had that conversation with a lot of people. I had a great meeting with the Waukesha County executive earlier this week. We had a bunch of ideas of places where we could collaborate, find some efficiencies that work for both of us. And 100% of all of these meetings is just, hey, where can we find places to work together? I've had a great meeting with the new I'm blanking on his name, the new executive in Racine. Nice guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody has the same budget realities. We all have to, you know, we're all have a bit more pressure than usual to look for this. And so everybody's a little more open to it. And I think, you know, people are kind of seeing a bit more of that openness. In fact, when we put the letter out on transit, you know, did we move the ball as much as we I would have liked? No. But just the fact that we had, it wasn't just the county executive, it was the county executive and the mayor and the chancellor of UWM and the superintendent and Tim Sheehy at MMAC. And the value of having five people saying transit might be operated by county, but it impacts all of us.
Sure.
It helps. And when we were in Madison, you could tell that, you know, that had an impact. People brought it up again and again. And again, you know, does that mean it has the impact always the ideal one that you'd like? No, but it's what we have to start. And it's something I want to build on because, as you know, too often in Madison, legislators look at what they see as kind of a not particularly cohesive message mm-hmm. from Milwaukee. They're hearing a lot of different right. stories. But it kind of makes it easier for them to say, well, you know, we're not even sure what you guys want. So they get to and I just want to make it harder for them to do that.
Yeah.
And be a little more persistent and have a sort of single message.
Yeah. And you mentioned transit and, you know, they're in a particularly precarious position right now. And, you know, there is the expected cut in state aid for transit.
Yeah.
There's rising fuel prices. We're kind of in a downward spiral right now with past fare increases and route cuts that we've had in place. Do you have any ideas on how to get us out of that rut?
Well, we're going to keep looking at and being creative, trying to be creative. I mean, it's a number of things. First, we're going to keep looking, trying to be creative to find a way directly or indirectly to use as at least part of the solution, the $36 million from the split. And that's, you know, part of getting good and effective corporate counsel in, which we're also close to an announcement.
Okay.
Obviously, we've met a number of times with Lloyd, the new director, Lloyd Grant, and just kind of modeled a couple of different scenarios. Obviously, you know, the last thing anybody wants to do is raise fares or cut routes. But, you know, when you're you know, at a reasonably lean place, and as you alluded before, I mean, this will have a big impact. The increase in fuel is not just going to increase the expense, it's also going to increase demand. There's a lot more demand for bus rides when, you know, driving your car gets a lot more expensive. Now, mm-hmm. the upside is, you know, hopefully that can drive some revenue too. Hopefully the improved fare system will increase the efficiency there. There's been a lot of, it's been observed by many that abuse of transfers or when, you know, people get on the bus, they buy a transfer, then they sell a transfer, they give it to other people.
Right.
We lose a
right.
lot. I mean, the aggregate over a year of that is not insignificant. And hopefully, you know, better fare box. I mean, systemic things like that, where doing things differently can address efficiencies and save a bit more money are things we are going to have to aggressively look at. We've talked with UWM and will continue to, and with MPS, which for a long time has had an interest you know, using some of our capacity. And if we can do that in a way that's net positive for the county, we'll absolutely do it and we'll aggressively try to get there. But I think the answer to what do we do is all of the above and any other ideas. So if any of your listeners have really great ideas.
Well, and you know, listeners can always submit their suggestions to us inside the county board at milwcnty.com. My last question for you is, every elected official wants to make an impact. Mm-hmm. You know that for at least a year, you have a chance to leave a mark. So a year from now, what do you hope people look back on and say, Chris Abley did the right thing on that?
I hope a year from now people can look at a cabinet team, a leadership team that gives them some reason to have confidence. People who have both confidence in the county, a proven track record and background, and you know, in the sort of best sense of the word, have their chips on the table. They're bought into the idea that, hey, can do. You know, not I think we might be able to improve things at the county, but I know we will. And I hope they look back and say there's more collaborations that there used to be, that people outside of county think, you know, the county's easier to work with, that we're seen as sort of an enthusiastic and an effective partner. That partnership becomes a sort of more instinctive process, and you know, that I haven't burned down any buildings.
All right. Well, County Executive Chris Abley, thanks for sharing your viewpoints tonight.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
When we return, Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich joins us along with County Clerk Joe Zarneski, and we'll learn more about how technology is opening up Milwaukee County government to you. Inside the County Board, we'll be right back.